It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Sports Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we'll start off with sectional semifinal basketball action from the 1A Bridgeport Red Hill sectional. It was St. Anthony matching up with Weber Township. St. Anthony came into the contest with a record of 29-4, Weber 27-5 on the season, and it was a great game as expected. It started off with the two teams battling back and forth, with neither team leading by more than 3 points in the first quarter, as Weber edged St. Anthony, outscoring them 12-11 in that period. However, St. Anthony outscored Weber in the second quarter 14-11 to take a 25-23 lead into the half. St. Anthony built the lead as much as 5 in that second quarter. They also led by as many as 5 in the third quarter as they pulled ahead, outscoring Weber 19-17 for a 44-40 advantage. And St. Anthony outscored Weber Township 24-16 in the fourth quarter to take the victory 68-56. St. Anthony led by 13 at one point in the fourth quarter as they just consistently moved away. Weber had several leads in the game, but never by more than 2 points. St. Anthony really pulled away as a team thanks to their shooting, and particularly in the second half. St. Anthony, who was 1 of 9 from beyond the three-point arc in the first half of action, Ryan Schmidt actually knocked down a 3 on the first shot of the ball game, and then the team went 0-for-8 after that in the first half. Well, they fixed those issues, going 7 of 11 from three-point range in the second half, finished 8 of 20 overall at 40%. In the second half, they were 12 of 21 from the field in general, finished 22 of 48 from the field overall at 45.8%, and they shot an incredible 16 of 17 at the free throw line as a team for 94% from the line. They were 12 of 13 in the second half of action, perfect 8 for 8, closing out the game in the fourth quarter. Weber was 20 of 54 from the field at 37%, 10 of 14 at the line themselves for a very good 71%, and 6 of 27 from long range at 22%. Nathaniel Marlowe averages 31 a game for Weber. The junior put up 28 points, but he needed 25 shots to do it, as St. Anthony focused their defense on him, primarily from Will Fearday, guarding him in the man-to-man with lots of traps and help, as they limited Marlowe, even though he still scored 28. But Brock Fearday scored 29 in the ball game, had his 2 through the first quarter, scored 8 in the second quarter, and finished with 19 in the second half to lead St. Anthony in scoring, as he put up 29. Ryan Schmidt had 13 points and had at least 10 or 11 rebounds in the game, as he finished with a double-double, but he was held because of foul trouble, as he had to ride the bench for a while in the second half of action. Will Fearday also stepped up with 13 points, Keenan Griffith in double figures with 10, as they all knocked down big three-pointers, as did Miles Waldorf off the bench, as he hit a 3 in the second half as well, as St. Anthony now will move on to take on Tuscola in the sectional championship on Friday night. Tip-off at 7 o'clock, pregame show at 6:45 on 97.9 XFM. That's the game. Now, within that, St. Anthony picked up their 30th win of the season. That is matches the 2016-2017 season, where they also had 30 wins. That's the year they won their state championship. So this team is now tied with that team for most wins in a season. And as an individual, Brock Fearday came into this contest needing 10 points to tie Mike Winnie's record for most points scored in a boys' basketball career at St. Anthony. Fearday hit a free throw at the end of the first half to give him his 10th point, and then with his first bucket with 4:22 to go in the third, Brock Fearday hit a driving layup towards the hoop to give him 12 points in the game and break Mike Winnie's record that stood at 1,663 points set back in 1970. That record had stood at St. Anthony for 55 years. Fearday went on again to finish with 29 in the ball game, as he is now the all-time career points leader in boys basketball at St. Anthony. So a couple of notes from that game as well. Taking a look at other sectional results, Warrensburg Latham defeated Lawrenceville 47-43 at the Tolono Unity 2A sectional in that semifinal contest, so that means they will play Totopolis on Friday night, as that game will tip off at 7 o'clock, pregame show at 6:45, and it can be heard on KJ Country 102.3. Girls basketball scheduled today at CEFQ Arena in the state semifinals in 1A girls basketball. It's Cisna Park taking on Carrollton at 9:30. Pecatonica takes on St. Edwards at 11:15. 2A girls basketball, Peoria Notre Dame versus Mount Carmel at 2, and Nashville takes on Phillips at 3:45. 3A girls basketball, Washington will battle St. Ignatius at 6:30. Quincy Notre Dame takes on Montini at 8:15. That's the schedule today for the girls' championships. 4A action begins tomorrow with play, plus third-place games from the 1A, 2A, and 3A games at CEFQ Arena tomorrow. Other girls' basketball information to pass on, the all-conference team from the Apollo Conference has been announced, and Addison Tarr of Taylorville, Alyssa Martin of Effingham, Kylie Waldinger of Mahomet, Kylie Heimsness of Taylorville, and Reese Galler of Mahomet all made the first team for the Apollo Conference. Second team members include Avery Wolf and Bella Austin of Effingham, Maisie Fleming of Taylorville, Ava Anderson of Mount Zion, and Ava Larson of Mattoon. Effingham, Mahomet, and Taylorville all finished with records of 8-2 to tie for first place in the conference. Mount Zion was fourth, Mattoon fifth, and Charleston finished conference play sixth. Taking a look at junior high volleyball results from last night, regional championship for 7-2A action at Central A&M saw Central A&M defeat South Central by a score of 25-15, 25-22. At the 2A Casey Westfield Regional, it was North Clay continuing their winning season. They defeated Oblong 25-22, 25-16, so North Clay will play Monday the 10th at the versus Champaign-St. Matthew in the 7-2A sectional championship at Hudsonville Monday evening at 6:30. Best of luck there to North Clay. Other regional of interest, Grayville defeated Mulberry Grove 25-10, 25-5 in the Mulberry Grove 7-1A regional. Also, want to note, Ben Radel will be signing to further his track career at Eastern Illinois University today. The senior from Altamont will have his signing at 3 o'clock in the ACHS Tech Room. Congratulations to Ben Radel on continuing his athletic and academic career at Eastern Illinois University. Hockey action last night saw Ottawa get past Chicago in overtime by a score of 4-3. St. Louis defeated the LA Kings 3-2. That result came in a shootout late last night, played in L.A. Teams are both off until Friday. Meanwhile, in NBA action tonight, it'll be Chicago at Orlando. That game tips off at 6 o'clock. Indiana will be at Atlanta. That begins at 6:30 on this evening in NBA action. Taking a look at results from spring training, Houston defeated St. Louis by a score of 6-5. The Cubs were actually off yesterday, but they'll be back in action tonight at 7:05. Kansas City will be at Chicago again for action tonight. Meanwhile, Washington takes on St. Louis at 12:05 in the Grapefruit League today. That's been a check of sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.